Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and today's guest is one of the most powerful men in the United States who's in a little flap about taking free boxing tickets. My friend Scott Craigie has the rundown.
Today we're going to spend all three segments talking to Nevada's senior senator and the U.S. senator who heads the Democrats in the Senate, Senator Harry Reid. We're going to talk to him about every issue from prosecution of the war to what's happened to veterans' benefits to everything you can imagine. Stay with us.
Brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
High-tech companies demand perfect world amenities. They require clean, reliable power, state-of-the-art fiber optic communications, and clean water sources. In a perfect world, companies would have immediate access to rail and interstate freeways. There would be four-lane expressways that shorten shipping times and provide convenient commute routes for valued employees. Well, the future is now, and it's here. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
When making your decision as where to play golf, consider the resort at Red Hawk. You know you have made the right choice the moment you arrive. The friendly staff welcomes you to our award-winning pro shop. You know you've made the right decision on the first tee. The lakes course is in the best condition in years. You know you've made the right choice after you've played 18 holes. The resort at Red Hawk, the right choice.
Since its creation more than a decade ago, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has focused on three goals: preserving water quality, improving water conservation in Southern Nevada, and meeting the community's current and future water needs. Through thoughtful planning, responsible management, and collaboration, it's succeeding. As we move into the 21st century, the authority continues to embrace sustainable water development and efficient water use. That's our promise to Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal. Welcome to you today. Scott Craigie with Allrisk Consulting is with me, and we're speaking with Senator Harry Reid. Senator, can you hear us in Las Vegas?
I can hear you just fine.
Senator, first off, the big news this morning out of the Associated Press is that you took free ringside tickets to some major prize fights in Las Vegas at the same from the Nevada Athletic Commission. At the same time, you were involved in some federal legislation that might diminish the power of the Boxing Commission. I was wondering, in light of the big flap over state lawmakers taking free tickets to the Rolling Stones concerts, Senator, why didn't you pay for these boxing tickets?
Ray, it's hard to comprehend how this Associated Press reporter could so little understand the state of Nevada. I've been involved in boxing all my life. I've been involved in legislation dealing with boxing. The state of Nevada has a premier boxing regulation authority in the entire country, in the world, as a matter of fact. It's so important for me to do what I can to preserve Nevada's image in boxing, and also to be criticized for trying to help the state of Nevada. That's what I was doing. That's why the rules are such as they are, that people can go watch an Ohio State football game if they're from Ohio. Someone can watch a price fight in Nevada if they're from Nevada and a member of Congress. So this story is something that is way out of whack. I'm very happy that I work in boxing. You know, let me just give you an example. When I was a kid, I was in college. I would fight professionals. They called them exhibitions. I shouldn't have been doing that, because they had very poor boxing regulations. So I'm very involved in boxing. I've worked on boxing in the federal level. We've used Nevada as a model for that. I am in touch with the boxing commissioners. The opportunities going to the fights allows me to do that. These people are appointed by the governor. There is absolutely nothing wrong with my going to a fight in the state of Nevada.
Senator, I know that there's nothing wrong with you going to the fight, but what about the public perception? Senator McCain paid for his tickets, and we have all this flap about ethics in government at the federal and the state level. There would be no issue here if you would have paid for those tickets.
Well, if I had gone to a fight in Arizona, I would have done the same thing. But I'm here trying to help the state of Nevada. There's no ethics violations. It was drawn this way on purpose. If I have an opportunity to go to a fight in the future, I'll do the same. It's good for the state of Nevada. I think I'm doing the right thing fighting for the state of Nevada.
Okay, Senator.
And next, I'm going to quickly change topics. There are a number of senior citizens in Nevada that are very concerned about what's happening with the president's prescription drug program. And I know that you're very close to Nevada seniors and very familiar with these issues. Give us your take on the success or failure of the president's effort in Medicare to switch people over to a prescription drug program inside that system.
Scott, the program hasn't worked. As we speak, there are people still trying to sign up, but if they sign up now, they're going to be penalized. Not only penalized now, but for their entire lifetime, there's a penalty that goes for life. We tried to extend this penalty period for 3 months, 6 months, 30 days, the administration wouldn't go along with it. The program is not working very well. The program's working well if you're an HMO or an insurance company, but for everyone else, it's a failure. The prescription drug benefit program in Medicare needs to be changed. We're going to do our very best to do that in the future, but as we speak, it's there. The people that are benefiting are the insurance companies and the HMOs.
Senator, you work very well for Nevada with our other senator, Senator John Ensign, who is a member of the Republican Party. Is it better for Nevada, in your opinion, to keep John Ensign in the Senate, or should Nevadans elect a fellow Democrat in Jack Carter, the son of Jimmy Carter, to take that position?
By the way, John has gone to some of the fights with me in Las Vegas, as well he should. Let me say this. I'm a Democrat. I'm the Democratic leader. I'm proud of the fact that I am that. I'm going to do what I can to help Jack Carter. John Ensign and I, though, have a very unique relationship. Even though we're from different political parties, we work very well together. John Ensign will not criticize me privately or publicly. I will not criticize him privately or publicly. As a result of this, I think we've been able to get some things done for the state of Nevada, even though we may not agree politically. And so Jack Carter's running. I like Jack very much. I'll do what I can to help him.
You know, I asked this same question of Senator Ensign when he was here a couple of weeks ago. Real quickly, you're an attorney. He's a man from medicine, a veterinarian. You're a Democrat. He's a Republican. You have leadership positions in your caucuses. And yet, you get along civilly. You get along well. Why can't the U.S. Senate behave in the same manner, the entire Senate?
As John and I have said, I think we not only set an example for the state of Nevada, because there's never been a relationship like this before in the state of Nevada. I think we set an example for Nevada. We set a relationship that is positive in nature for the Senate. There are Senate delegations who have two Democrats, two Republicans, who don't get along as well as we do. But I also think we set an example for the rest of the country, and we're going to continue to do that. And he can be the proud Republican that he is. I'll be the proud Democrat that I am.
Senator, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back with Senator Harry Reid.
For a videotape copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The tapes are $20 each, including shipping.
My family started this business 27 years ago. We work hard to serve our customers and our community.
But it's getting harder and harder to keep the doors open.
For example, our workers' comp is going through the roof.
Isn't anyone on my side anymore?
The Retail Association of Nevada is. If you're a small business owner, we can cut your workers' comp by up to 50%, lobby for your interests, and keep you informed. Put us to work today.
Now, thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
When you need a new employee, how can you be sure who you're really hiring? A background investigation by Employer Links will uncover criminal records, verify the applicant's education, check their credit history and Social Security verification. An investigation will research professional licenses and driver's licenses and let you know why they're unemployed. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links. Protecting your investment.
Three screens, wireless, broadband, and TV are now coming together. The new AT&T is bringing you all the ways you see your world, all on the most complete and secure network. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal. This is Scott Craigie with Alvarez Consulting. Scott, you want to... And we have Senator Harry Reid on with us today.
I think everybody watching knows Senator Reid's on this show. Senator, I real quickly like to ask you about the national debt. This is like the biggest issue that was going to last for generations. My children in seventh grade are going to end up paying this bill off. When this president took over as president, there was actually a surplus that President Clinton had left. There is now, and we're going to show you this this debt clock. It's a very interesting thing. Right there it shows $8.3 trillion in debt, all accumulated on this administration's watch. What can possibly be done to head this off and create some restraint inside Congress?
It's not Congress, even though, you know, I'm happy to take our share of the blame. The last 3 years of the Clinton administration, we were paying down the national debt. We paid down the national debt by almost $500 billion. When President Bush took office, there was a surplus over 10 years of about $7 trillion. As you've indicated, we've increased the national debt ceiling now to $9 trillion, and we're bumping up against that right now. We've had these massive tax cuts, and during the Bush administration, there's been an increase in spending. The two just don't match. As a result of that, we're buried in red ink as far as you can see. And what the president has done, it's going to get even worse in 2.5 years when he leaves. It's going to be worse. The debt is staggering. It's really doing so much to damage our country that time will only tell how badly it will damage it. But it has to be changed. We can no longer continue spending in red ink the way we have been doing. And as we go back this coming week that we start dealing with issues, the president's talking about running up the debt some more. You know, as we speak, 0.5% of people who die in America pay an estate tax. 0.5%. But the president wants to eliminate that completely so that the Bill Gates of the world, Warren Buffett's the world, can pass their billions on and create dynasties here that are incredible. If we need to change it a little bit, I'm happy to do that. But this is an example of this administration not caring about the future of our country, not caring about the future of our country. It's just really devastating to think about what's happening with this debt.
Very, very quick follow-up. Do you believe that the president has enabled the Congress by refusing to veto any of the bills that they pass for constant spending on spending on spending and running the debt up?
We've had a unique situation during the last 5.5 years. There's basically been no legislative branch of government. The president hasn't had to veto a single bill. Why? Because the Republican-dominated House and Senate in years past have given him everything that he wants, everything that he wants. And so he's not had to veto anything. Now there's a change. You can feel it. The Republicans are beginning to stand up for the legislative branch of government. And I think that's good. That I think you're going to see the president is going to not have a free run at whatever he wants. The Republicans and the House and the Senate are standing up and beginning to realize that they're an independent, equal branch of government. And I think you're going to see a more interesting 2.5 years of this administration.
Senator, I have one other question about your relationship with Senator Ensign. Now, with extremely rare exceptions, or with the obvious ones like Yucca Mountain, every position that you bask President Bush about, foreign and domestic, is a position held and supported by Senator Ensign. So if the Bush Republican policies are so harmful as you contend, how can your well-known non-aggression pact with Senator Ensign possibly be in the best interests of the state and of the nation?
Nice try, Ray, but we're not going to criticize each other. John Ensign and I agree on a number of issues nationally and most everything on a state basis. And we're not going to criticize each other.
Many of Americans' veterans are just shaken in their boots because this data was lost. All of their personal debt data, including my own. Right now, what we are all asking, and there are tens of thousands of people like this all over the country that have served in foreign wars and served in the armed services over the last 40 years. How can we protect ourselves individually? What steps can be taken? And just quickly, you know, what's the Congress going to do? This data dump scares the bejesus out of everybody.
Well, Scott, you fought valiantly in Vietnam. A lot of people who were in the service didn't fight in combat, but their records were taken also. 26.5 million people records were taken. Listen to how it was taken. A man who worked for the Veterans Administration took the information home with him, and it was burglarized from his home. And my concern, not only that happened, but the administration kept this secret, kept it quiet for about 4 months before it came out. Secretary Nicholson started talking about it months after it really happened. This is a serious situation. As we know, even without giving information away, there's a lot of identity theft. Well, here, the theft has taken place in 26.5 million people, and their families are in peril. And I think that the very least the federal government can do is make sure that every person has the opportunity to have a credit check periodically, like every 3 months, so that they don't have to wake up some morning, look at their bank account, and find out all their money's been taken.
Will you do that quickly?
Or there's been a loan taken out on their home that they didn't allow it to happen. So this is a scandal, the depths of which hasn't come to an end yet, as yet.
Okay, Senator, we have to take one more commercial break. We'll be right back after this with Senator Harry Reid, the Senate Minority Leader.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, water resources come from fresh, clean groundwater, approved by state permits. The water is pumped from wells to million-gallon storage tanks and then distributed to TRI companies. Another amenity is our investment in a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. This disposal system converts waste to clean water for industrial applications. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
When making your decision as where to play golf, consider the resort at Red Hawk. You know you have made the right choice the moment you arrive. The friendly staff welcomes you to our award-winning pro shop. You know you've made the right decision on the first tee. The lake's course is in the best condition in years. You know you've made the right choice after you've played 18 holes. The resort at Red Hawk, the right choice.
Hi, Sandy Pierce here to tell you about the BMW Free Service Program and how it covers just about everything. All factory scheduled service, oil changes, brake pads, rotors, bulbs and wipers, including parts and labor. And this is for 4 years or 50,000 miles. BMWs are some of the finest vehicles made, and the added value of free service makes them even better. BMW free service is available throughout the U.S. So come in now to Bill Pierce BMW.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Play over 480 of the hottest slots and video poker games. Enjoy hot times and sizzling food specials at Sully's Sports Bar, Grill, and Nightclub. Watch your favorite game on one of our jumbo high-definition plasma TVs. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. Or sample the best hot and cold sandwiches in the Whistle Stop Deli. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun. South Virginia and Amati Ranch Parkway.
Yeah.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager. This is Scott Craigie. We're speaking with Senator Harry Reid, the Senate Minority Leader. Senator, as you know, last week the Senate passed its immigration reform bill. Of course, the record shows that you voted for that and Senator Ensign did not. But what it does, it calls for 370 miles of triple layer fencing across the Mexican border. It also sets up a triple tier system of keeping or deporting undocumented workers or illegal immigrants. And the third tier calls for up to 2 million people to leave the country or be deported. Now, I checked the history of the 20th century and the 21st century, and I cannot find a government that deported 2 million people other than Joseph Stalin's Soviet Union, Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany. And I cannot find a fence or wall of that proportions that we propose to put on the Mexican border since the commies put up the Berlin Wall. And I'm just wondering, what type of message does this send to the rest of the world about our nation when we profess to be the nation of give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free?
Ray, first of all, let me just say a technological wonder just occurred. I couldn't hear you guys very well. I realized that a little thing had come out of my ear. I can hear you well now, so we're off, and I heard your question. First of all, we have comprehensive immigration reform that's passed the Senate. It does a number of things. First of all, border security. It's very important that we in the future have better border security than we've had in the past. 1986, we passed a law in Congress, supposed to work well. We now have 12 million people here who are undocumented. Obviously, it didn't work well. We've got to have good border security. That's one piece of our legislation. The second piece is a temporary guest worker program. In Las Vegas, you guys, in the next 4.5 to 5 years, 50,000 new hotel rooms will be built. And I've been told by the management of those hotels, the Chamber of Commerce, and organized labor that they can't find the people to staff those hotel rooms unless they get a temporary guest worker program. So that's part of the legislation. The third thing that's important in this comprehensive immigration reform is the people who are here that are undocumented, they've got to come out of the shadows. They need to be on a path to legalization. What does that mean? It means that they stay out of trouble, no crimes. They work, pay their taxes, learn English, and then are willing to pay fines and penalties. They don't go to the front of the line, they go to the back of the line. It could take about 15 years before they could become eligible for citizenship. But at least they would become productive and come out of the shadows, of, as I've said. The last thing in our comprehensive immigration reform is that employer sanctions would be meaningful. We have the ability to enforce the law that we haven't had before. For example, in the bill that passed, we have 7,000 new people that will be employed by the federal government. Their only job will be to have employer sanction enforcement. So it's a good bill. It's not a perfect bill, but we look forward to going to conference with the House and trying to come up with something that would be good for the country. It was a bipartisan effort. Congress, for the first time in many years, worked on a bipartisan basis to pass this. It was important that we did it.
Two quick questions, Senator. First of all, I assume that a lot of these immigrants have been here for a long enough time to have children, and we certainly don't want to have these children have their parents deported. I assume that we're going to be able to leave people with their parents. Secondly, I'm concerned about the fact that the president took a moderate position and he got run over by a Mack truck. The two Senate leadership, the Senate leadership and the House leadership, both Republican groups of his own party.
Well, I appreciate the president. I said so publicly at a national press conference I was involved in. So I'm glad the president came forward. But if the president really wants a bill, he's going to have to do more than what he's done. He's going to have to put down that House bill. The House bill is punitive. Anyone who is here that's undocumented is a felon. If you are a member of the clergy, for example, a Catholic priest, but it could be any member of the clergy who gives sacrament to somebody that's undocumented, felon, healthcare worker, education worker, all these people would be felons under the House bill. The president's got to push back against this. And I would say this, the people who have been here all these many years have American wives and husbands and American children. We can't deport them. As Ray pointed out, you know, people are saying get rid of these people. We can't. You can't deport 12 million people. We have to figure out a way that's good for our country. And what we came up with is a path to legalization. I think that's important. They could come, I say, for the third time.
We're about to lose our window, Senator.
Senator, we're going to lose the satellite window. Thank you so much for being our guest today. We'll be right back.
Thank you, guys.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Nevada Mining is dedicated to reclamation, recreating an environment that works for people and wildlife. Working with federal, state, and local agencies, custom seed mixtures are planted every year by the Nevada mining industry on thousands of acres. We return land that yielded valuable minerals to land once again productive for wildlife, grazing, and recreation. Nevada Mining. It works for Nevada. It's working for you.
Right now at Michael Holt Subaru in Carson City, lease a 2006 2.5i Subaru Impreza with zero down and payments of just $199 a month. Hi, I'm Matthew Holt, and you heard right. For a limited time only, you can lease a brand new Subaru 2.5i Impreza with zero down and just $199 a month. Michael Holt Subaru in Carson City is your full-service Subaru dealer, and we make it easy for you to buy a new or certified pre-owned Subaru. Come in today for zero down and low monthly payments. And remember, if you don't shop Michael Holt, you'll pay too much.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, give Marilyn Miner a call at Dixon Realty. A native Nevadan who knows the area, Marilyn is someone you can trust to get you the best real estate value.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Miner. I love the Truckee Meadows. I've raised my children here, and I'd be complimented to help you buy or sell your home.
To find out the value of your home, call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty today, 742-1280.
Four issues deep and going strong, Liberty Watch is Nevada's only conservative magazine. Reader-based with an eye to the bottom line discussing Nevada's pressing issues. Firebrand George Harris speaks his mind along with syndicated writers Joe Sobrand, Walter Williams, and John Stossel. You'll meet financial expert Doug French and ride along with Senator Bob Beers in his travelogue column On the Road. Money Matters, book, wine, and dining reviews. There's that and much more to come. Subscribe today and see for yourself. Remember, Liberty Watch magazine for today's Nevada.
Thanks for watching. Who's on the show tomorrow?
Scott, tomorrow we have Greg Bertolin. He's a former press secretary for the Jim Gibson campaign and the former press secretary for Governor Kenny Gwynn. And then we'll have Leslie Pittman, Michael Alonzo of Stations Casino. Don't miss it.